From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The climate summit begins in Paris. U.S. President Barack Obama urged world leaders at a U.N. climate summit in Paris to rise to the moment.
We have broken the old arguments for inaction. We have proved that strong economic growth and a safer environment no longer have to conflict with one another. They can work in concert with one another. And that should give us hope.
The summit participants are trying to reach an agreement on measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. Mr. Obama voiced regret Monday to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the Turkish shootdown of a Russian jet fighter last week. The two leaders met for 30 minutes on the sidelines of the summit in Paris. U.S. officials are urging Russia and Turkey to tone down their rhetoric, worried the growing dispute over last week's shootdown of a Russian fighter plane by Turkey could increase conflict in an already embattled region. Turkey and Russia appeared to harden their stances Monday following a NATO meeting Monday in Brussels. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said his country will not apologize for shooting down the Russian plane. Russian President Vladimir Putin refused to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Pope Francis has ended his African trip. The pontiff's first official visit to Africa took him to three countries. He flew out of the Central African Republic early Monday afternoon after celebrating Mass before a huge gathering at the National Stadium in the capital, Bangui. Earlier, at the main mosque in Bangui, the Pope said Christians and Muslims are brothers. This is VOA News.